This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome back for another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is Mr. Robert Ellis. Welcome to JPR, Robert.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us.
The new album is called The Lights from the Chemical Plant out on New West. We will talk about that in a little bit because there is a tie-in to a degree to your hometown, as I understand it. You grew up outside of Houston somewhere?
Yeah, it's a small town called Lake Jackson. That's about an hour south of Houston, and it's centered around Dow Chemical Company.
Chemical plant.
Yeah.
Lights from the chemical plant. As a young kid, you were raised primarily by your grandfather, I hear.
Yeah. I mean, my mother was a single mother, and she raised me as well, but, you know, she worked quite a bit. My grandfather was kind of the male father figure in my life, you know.
And he was into music.
Yeah. He loved old country and bluegrass, and, you know, he played. I remember him having, like, a Marty Robbins tape in the car, and we went to this bluegrass festival once a year with him, and, yeah, he was an avid music lover, and kind of in my family. My mother's a piano player and piano teacher, and, you know, my uncle's a guitar picker in a bluegrass group.
Oh, wow.
So I had it coming from all angles.
How old were you when you were going out to those bluegrass festivals?
Maybe two or three is when
I first started going.
Yeah, really young. And I kept going through when I left the house, and I haven't been back in quite a while. But there was one yearly that we would go to out in Belleville, Texas. Cachada was the name of the trailer park where it was held, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Growing up outside of Houston, did you live in Houston for a period as well?
Yes. When I moved from the small town, I moved straight to Houston, and I think I was 17 or 18 and stayed there for about 5 years.
Is that much of a music town, Houston?
Yeah, it's a great music town. You know, obviously the hip-hop stuff and, you know, stuff like UGK and Ghetto Boys and all that stuff, stuff that is uniquely Houston, but there's also a huge sort of indie scene there right now and a great jazz scene. A ton of the best jazz players right now that are kind of New York guys are actually from Houston, like that whole Robert Glasper and Chris Dave, and that whole scene is all out of Houston. So I think it's a really rich sort of mixture of stuff going down, you know.
So you ended up moving to Nashville. Was it music that drew you there?
It's completely irrelevant. It's a cheap place to live, and, you know, it's kind of a curse. I feel like I have to talk about it in every interview, but
yeah.
You know, the reality of my job and my life is that I was on the road 280 something days last year, so where I live becomes kind of not a real thing, you know.
Well, I found it kind of interesting, considering the kind of music you make, that it wasn't Austin.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't Austin that you went to, it was Nashville.
I like Austin quite a bit. It's a nice place. It's not my speed as far as population goes, and you know, it's getting pretty gentrified at this point, and I'm probably going to relocate from Nashville sometime very soon also. I like it a lot, but, you know, coming from Houston, over 3 million people, I think, and Nashville's 600,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't really go to the Vietnamese part of town and get a great banh mi sandwich in a town that size. And, you know, Nashville's, it's got a lot of music, but it's pretty focused also. You know what I mean?
It's
kind of a country music town.
The Nashville sound.
Yeah.
Robert Ellis is my guest live today in the JPR studios. His new album is called The Lights from the Chemical Plant. I definitely want to hear you play, but who have you brought in to play with you today?
This is a good buddy of mine named Kelly Doyle. Kelly the Telly Doyle, we call him. And
thanks for coming in.
I won't take much of your time. I just need someone to talk to that's kind. You know all my darker shades. You know everything I keep hidden away. And whenever it seems as if nothing is going my way, you will call and it seems like you always know just what to say. And whenever it seems as if something's gone terribly wrong, there is some kind of power in the sound of your voice and it keeps me strong. You are steady as the rising sun, but like the moon you keep on shining
long after the day is done. It seems impossible to think somehow that there is a love that won't ever let me down. And honey, I hope your love won't let me down. Through the dirt, and a man can't always tell you exactly where it hurts, but you've touched my unhealing heart by making known your very own until I can't tell us apart. If a storm or a gale ever capsized the sail, let these words resound. You're the finest of sailing companions a sailor has ever found. When I lose or I win, when the audience thins, you have stuck around. Oh, I may die in the fight, but with you at my side, that won't get me down. You are steady as the rising sun, but like the moon you keep on shining long after the day is done. It seems impossible to think somehow that there is a love that won't ever let me down.
That is called Steady as the Rising Sun. It's live music from Robert Ellis here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from his new album called The Lights from the Chemical Plant. That one out on New West Records. Robert, your previous album, Photographs, most of the write-ups and reviews of this album used some variation of the term classic country, country folk. This new album, not so much. It's starting to go off in some different directions, and I have to say, just sitting and listening to you guys play that tune, there's a heck of a lot going on underneath the singing that is not classic country or country folk. There's some jazz stuff going on, some classical stuff going on. Your musical background must be a lot more diverse than just having grown up listening to bluegrass and country.
Well, yeah. I think I'm 25 years old, so it would be a little dishonest of me to act like I didn't have the internet as a kid. You know, there's something I find just kind of strange about this idea of preserving these really localized, specific styles when you could just go to your computer and have literally anything in the world at your fingertips. I think at one point it made a lot of sense, you know, if you were in a mountain town and that's all you knew, you would probably play the same sort of music that your grandfather played and, you know, there'd right. be some...
Growing up in Appalachia.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, with this record, I wanted to be a little bit more honest about what our influences are. You know, we listen to everything from the classic country stuff that we grew up on and grew up playing to, you know, Ornette Coleman and Derek Bailey and classical stuff and free stuff and rock and roll. And
you said your mom was a piano teacher. Have you done formal study in classical and jazz and things like that?
Yes, I find it strange to answer that question sometimes. Yes, I grew up, you know, taking lessons and we practice daily and we're super into just getting better. But yeah, at a really early age, my mother hit me to a bunch of jazz stuff, and that's what she wanted to play, as well as like Satie and Debussy and a bunch of romantic period classical stuff that I still love. But yeah, the classically trained thing is a hard one because I did not, I didn't go to college or, you know, play in a symphony or anything, but we every day are trying to get better at our craft and, you know, whatever that means.
Well, and you've got a guitar there that works really well for jazz and Texas swing and all of that, right?
Yeah, this is actually Kelly's guitar. This guy, Mike Viteri in Houston, built it. It's a handmade deal and it's beautiful. I wish they could see it out in Radio Land here.
We'll get some pictures up on our website after the live session today, as well as the audio. Robert Ellis is my guest live in the studios. So we mentioned here at the top the title of the album and the reference to the town where you grew up, had a big chemical plant. The title of the album is called...
The Lights from the Chemical Plant.
Right. Pretty evocative title and an evocative song. Do you go back to the town? Do you have any reason to go back to the town? Do your family still live there?
They moved. They live about 20 minutes away from that town now and kind of out in the country. So I haven't had a reason to go back, but I've considered it for nostalgic purposes. You know, it's probably changed quite a bit since the last time I was there, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But yeah, it's not a town that you want a vacation in, per se. You know, I don't have any recreational reasons to go back and visit, but it might be nice to see some of the old stuff, you know, that I grew up with. And when I was a kid there, it's an hour from Houston, but it might as well be an eternity from the big city, you know? It's
right.
Like, there's not a lot going on. There's not a lot of music. There's not a lot of things for a kid to do besides drugs and, you know, causing trouble.
Yeah. I read a really interesting interview that you had given talking about growing up in the town and the name that you gave to your album, because at first blush, you would think the lights from the chemical plant, ooh, what a horrible image. But you actually described it as being an image that you remember from being young, where it was actually kind of a beautiful image.
Yeah.
Right? The lights over the horizon and things like that.
Definitely. And upon reflection, you know, as an adult, I feel like there's some symbolic value that the chemical plant has for the city too. You know, it's kind of the life force of the town, and it's why anybody settled there in the first place. So if you think about it that way, it's kind of a, you know, special thing that I think a lot of people just picture this sort of industrial, dirty, you know, negative image. And there is that, but that's kind of what a lot of this record is about, and that's why I chose the title. Is I think a lot of these songs deal with finding either beauty in unlikely places or ugliness in seemingly nice things, you know. It's about the sort of indecision and the gray area to me that's interesting.
This is now your second album out on New West Records, and usually new album comes out, there's a big tour put together, so this is really your second go-round of doing a lot of dates in support of a new album.
Yes.
What are you doing differently this time around that you learned from the first time around in terms of being out on the road 270 or 80 days or whatever it was that you said being out?
I don't know if we're doing anything differently. I've gotten used to it. You know what I mean? I think we've been doing it long enough now that I enjoy it. I used to have this idea of, you know, all the time on the road was kind of lost time in a way. Like I was waiting for that moment where I would be home and get to see, you know, my house and my wife. At one point I kind of realized that I felt like I was living all of the moments that took up most of my time for this one moment in the future.
Yeah.
That never really comes. You know, like even when you do get home within a couple of days, you know, you've gotten used to being on the road. It's like getting off the treadmill. You feel like your legs want to keep moving. And so I feel like now I'm in this place where I'm really just appreciating every day and every city we're in and trying to just, you know, be happy being here at this radio station right now. You know,
what do you want to play next today?
Let's do TV song. You guys said you were playing that one.
Yeah.
So cool. I got a capo I gotta throw on. One, two, three. I am not a failure. I played the hand that I was dealt. But every now and then I do pretend that I am someone else. It takes no imagination, just a flick of the remote. Then I am on vacation in a life someone else wrote. Maybe I'm a millionaire. I travel all the world. I'm handsome and respected. I get all those pretty girls. So calm and mysterious.
fighting for the greater good. People love and adore me from New York to Hollywood. Well, this may not be the healthiest I know, but I'm happiest when I exist through my favorite TV shows. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah, oh my God, I love watching my TV. Draper, I wish my wife was less like you. It gets so hard to take her. She complains the whole day through. And when I get home from working, I just hate to hear her speak. But we do spend time together, at least 3 nights a week. We'll watch the one about the family with that great big old house, or the one with the detectives who always find the bad guys out, or the one about the lawyers who make sure that the right guy wins, or the couple that is still in love and needs never to pretend. Well, no matter what is going on at home, I can always get a smile or two when my favorite show comes on. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. God bless you, Walt Disney. You were a father to me. I used to fall asleep with the TV on at night. Through my roughest days, you put a smile on my young face. You kept me company when no one else had time. I was a gunfighter, I was a bull rider, or the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah, oh my God, I love watching my TV.
That is TV Song. It's Robert Ellis live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the album called The Lights from the Chemical Plant. That went out on New West. So, Robert, the first album that you put out was a lot more intimate, almost sounded primarily solo at times, although you had some folks helping out. This album's a little bit bigger, full band, a little bit more produced sound to a lot of the songs. Have you taken at least a semblance of that sound out on tour with you this time?
Yes. Our show is very dynamic, but I think we've taken the ceiling higher. You know, I think we've left the floor about in the same place and taken the ceiling higher for how loud and out we can get. And we got a 5-piece band: pedal steel, 2 electrics, bass and drums, and I sing. And then we, you know, we do a lot of these tunes, and we have sections of free improv, and we get kind of fusion-y and kind of rock and roll, and you know, just try to have fun with it. Every night's pretty improvisational and pretty different, which is a lot of fun for us.
Do you still play some piano?
I play piano frequently. Yeah, I was just thinking about getting a little Nord to bring out on the road with us. But
yeah, does that stuff ever work its way into your live performances, if there's a piano at the gig or something?
Yeah, if there's a grand piano, we'll play a few of the songs. I like to play Still Crazy on piano sometimes, and some of the songs from Photographs, I'll do like a Jerry Lee Lewis thing, and that What's in It for Me tune is really fun to play, you know, with a sort of kick-ass piano thing. And yeah, I play, there's a song called Bottle of Wine on the new record that's all piano-based, so when there's a grand, I love to play that one.
Well, you rattle off Jerry Lee. You got the chops to back that up?
Oh, no. I'm a mediocre piano player at best, but, you know, I can get around and play through changes, and I enjoy it. Trying to get away from the guitar as far as writing goes. And have you heard Brad Mehldau?
Yeah, oh, sure.
I've been super obsessed with him lately, so I've been just, you know, you sit in a van all day and you listen to this inspiring music and you can't do anything about it, especially if piano is what you're what you're wanting to play.
Right,
it's
right.
Kind of cumbersome. So when I get home, I'm going to go through and learn a bunch of Brad Mehldau tunes.
Well, speaking of guitar, you've got kind of an interesting guitar style, the way that you play. It's called Travis picking?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. We've had a number of guitarists in here, and I don't think we've ever had anybody that talked or described what Travis picking actually is.
Well, when I was a kid, my uncle, like I said, was a bluegrass guitar picker, and he got me turned on to Doc Watson at a young age, and I was always really impressed with how Doc could sit by himself and play guitar, and it still could make people dance, you know? And so I got really into that style, and what he told me as a kid to teach me was that it's all about getting the thumb going, doing the bass line, and for, you know, weeks he was just like, just do this, you know, and he never really explained to me the rest of it, but the idea is having, you know, a bass line always going, and then putting melodies on top in syncopated rhythms. That kind of stuff, you know.
So it creates a lot more movement than just strumming.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it allows you to do some, I think, cooler stuff harmonically, because you can have melodies that aren't related to your rhythm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're kind of thinking of two different little machines. You got your thumb and then your fingers doing more or less two different jobs.
Robert Ellis is my guest live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The Lights from the Chemical Plant is the newest album out on New West. The album's beautiful. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you finally drop by.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
You have time to play one more for us?
I'd love that.
What do you want to play?
Let's do Sing Along. This is about growing up in the Bible Belt. And being raised religious.
Stands too tall for fear of getting knocked down. Just follow straight lines and teach your children how. Will you just do your job and conceal your doubts? And the flames of hell, they seem so high when I could barely see over the pew. I was just a boy when they told me that lie, but Lord, it felt so true. With one big voice, all the children sang. The grown folks led, and they praised his name. Like an army camp marching off to fight. Like a mindless chant, we'll make you right. And that's a hell of a thing to do to a kid, just to teach him right from wrong. You can burn in hell the rest of your days, or you can choose to sing along. sing along.
That is Sing Along, music from the new album, The Lights from the Chemical Plant. It's Robert Ellis live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. Robert, thanks again for dropping by and playing for us.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.